All right, so let's have the 11-year-old.
No, I went to the summer camp, and, you know, I kind of had this huge crush on this girl. Her name was Sharon. And we really, really, really got along great, and I was like, I think my first real huge crush, well, I guess I had crushes on girls before that. This has been my girl phase, right?
First crush back at you, huh?
Yeah, but it was a 2-week camp, and it was amazing. We had so much fun, and like, we just really, you know, I won't say we got it on, because we didn't do that really, but we really got it on. Like, we just had a great time, and then suddenly, like, this is, you know, obviously pre-email and everything, I get a letter one day in the mail out of the blue, I don't think we should be going out anymore, or whatever, and I was like, oh, I don't know how to react. She lived in Chicago or something.
What was her name?
Sharon Pruce. Okay. I still remember.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though. I got the Dear John letter. And I was only 11. And I didn't even know what it meant.
I didn't know what it meant.
It just felt bad. It felt really bad. After such a fun time. My mother's right. If you really like someone,
they're going to let you
down. She's right.
It's disappointing.
People let you down.
I see it everywhere.
My friends talk about it. Teachers talk about it.
I hear it everywhere.
People let you down.
It's not safe.
To have a really good time.
To get really close.
Because it always ends.
The party's over.
And then the yucky part comes.
I like to skip all that.
And jump right to the disappointment. Because it hurts too much. This really happened to me. That letter.
I thought it was a good letter.
Why wouldn't it be a good letter?
We had a perfect time.
It was a terrible letter.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
There wasn't anything to say. I couldn't argue.
I couldn't interact.
There was no closure.
And I've been feeling disappointed.
At some level.
Ever since.
This really happened to me.
This letter from Sharon.
This really happened to me.
I opened the envelope.
Could have been a good thing.
Wasn't a good thing.
It was so unexpected.
I thought we'd be friends.
I thought we'd be pen pals.
How could we even be going out?
She didn't live anywhere near me.
I'll never understand the letter.
It felt bad.
It felt really, really bad.
And no one understood.
How I felt.
Not even me.
All this overwhelming disappointment.
Disappointment in the letter.
It could have been something nice.
Disappointment in Sharon.
She could have said nothing.
We could have still felt good.
She ruined all the memories.
Disappointment in everyone around me.
Because they had no earthly idea.
How bad I really felt.
Not even me.
I didn't have words.
Disappointment in myself.
Because I didn't see it coming.
Because I couldn't protect myself.
Because I couldn't undo.
Opening the letter.
Reading the letter.
I wish I never got the letter.
Anything I'm still holding in my body.
From this very sad.
Painful.
Disappointing letter.
I'd like to let go of now.
This really happened.
I had a fabulous time.
An amazing time.
I really clicked.
I really connected.
I had so much fun.
In so many ways.
Ways I'd never experienced.
It was wonderful.
And then it wasn't.
And it was more than I could bear. this letter, this disappointing letter, this horribly disappointing letter, this really happened to me. I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway,
this really happened to me.
Even her letter.
She might have been disappointed.
I don't know.
Her mother may have made her write it.
I have no idea.
I could have felt disappointment.
It was more than I could bear.
I was just a young boy.
I wasn't ready for this letter.
And I deeply
and completely
want to know peace anyway.
I got this horrible letter.
It really happened.
It's over now.
I had a wonderful time.
I want to feel that energy.
All that 2 weeks
of a really good time
and that one moment
of reading the letter.
I really want to let go
of any of this
that no longer serves me.
And I want to hold on to
all the good parts
of connecting to someone else
and how wonderful it can feel.
And I deeply
and completely
want to love and accept
this young boy
with kindness and compassion.
It was really a shock.
It was really a blow.
It really hurt my heart.
And it's over now.
And I am safe.
Okay, big deep breath.
Okay, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I mean, what I'm present to is I didn't really ever let myself feel too much around it. I think
much 11-year-old boy. Bad and done.
Right. I just swept it under, buried it somehow. So I don't remember ever going through a really deep...
You didn't, and you probably never told a soul.
Well, except my dad had opened the letter and had read it, and it was clear to me that he had read it. So maybe there was a lot of embarrassment around that, too.
Yeah, so you would have shut down big time.
Yeah.
So kind of be present in the next few days to any memories that do come up.
Yeah, I will.
And either make a note of them, and they might just clear on their own if you acknowledge them.
Yeah,
but
I'll write them down just to kind of put them into existence, and that way they'll evaporate.
And if they don't evaporate, well, then we'll tap some more.
Tap some more.
Okay. Thank you. This is... Thank you.
Thank you.
This is very cool.